Well, good afternoon again to all our supporters, Tynemere May Day here online 2021. I hope you enjoyed the video that was done of the 1992-93 Tynemere May Days. Some of the comments there still ring true, particularly what Tony Benn was saying. In fact, some of the issues may well still be the same. And if only we had the brass band, but I think that was quite, you know, it was almost like being at a real May Day when you listen to the brass band playing on that piece of film. Now we have, we're about to move into our international section, a little bit ahead of time, but that's not a problem. We've got, two speakers already with us. We're expecting a third and fourth a little bit later on. Well, hope they're going to come soon. But anyway, I said some issues stay the same. Palestine has featured during our May Day rallies in the past, and we didn't want to leave it out today. So we're very pleased we've got Alex Snowden here, who is, I think, the local secretary of Palestine Solidarity Campaign, long-standing supporter of May Day, National Education Union activist as well. And I can see Roger Nettleship is here as well, from Newcastle Stop the War Coalition. Hello, Roger. So I'm going to start with Alex, and then we'll move on to Roger, and then we will have a couple more speakers after that. But anyway, I'm going to mute myself and turn my video off. So it's over to you, Alex.
Thank you, Martin, for this opportunity to say a few words about Palestine and to champion international solidarity. Speaking on behalf of Newcastle PSC, Palestine Solidarity Campaign, of which I'm chair, I'm also now an executive member of PSC nationally. I found it quite fascinating watching that archive footage from the 1990s. It was great to be reminded, amongst other things, of what a powerful internationalism Tony Benn represented and articulated. I heard him speak many times on Stop the War, PSC, C&D, and other demonstrations over the years. And that speech from, I think, 1993 conveyed that internationalism. And also in that clip when he's interviewed and he's talking about Nelson Mandela as an example of how to do it, an example of someone who represents something collectively, who represents a collective struggle and has fought for something in a principled way, is something that I think echoes today and is very relevant to Palestine, because in the same way that the anti-apartheid movement, not just the Black South Africans themselves struggling against apartheid, but the international anti-apartheid movement was a tremendously important moral cause for justice of its time. Palestine is in many ways our anti-apartheid movement today. And I think our challenge now is to build it on a similar scale and to make the same sort of impact that the anti-apartheid movement made. And it was great to hear the representative of that struggle speaking in a May Day rally nearly 30 years ago as well. So internationalism means reaching out to support those who are struggling for liberation in other parts of the world, but it also means challenging our own government and opposing imperialism. Real international solidarity requires confronting those at home, our own government, who are complicit in injustices and inequalities elsewhere in the world. Palestine, I think, illustrates that point more powerfully than anywhere else. That connection between offering solidarity to others and opposing our own government's actions. Britain historically has been deeply complicit from the Balfour Declaration onwards, from 1917 onwards, in the expulsion of the Palestinians from their own lands and their own homes. First of all, in the Nakba of 1948 and for the 73 years ever since. So Palestine has never been a question of something happening over there. Its fortunes have always been shaped by the West, first by Britain, especially later by the US. And I think we in this country have a particular duty to stand in solidarity with the Palestinians. It's now being recognized, I'm pleased to say, more than ever, that Israel is guilty of apartheid. Discrimination and inequality and racism are built into how it operates. And this week, Human Rights Watch released a very significant new report which argues precisely that the definition of apartheid is relevant to Israel and provides a wealth of evidence for that. Those of us who visited Palestine can testify to seeing that for ourselves. Nothing now could illustrate it more starkly than the appalling stories about the massive inequalities in the vaccine rollout. Israel as a country has in many ways been a success story with the vaccine, but it's the Jewish Israelis inside Israel and the Israeli settlers in the West Bank who've had the access to the vaccine, while very few of the Palestinians in the West Bank have been vaccinated. And that inequality, I think, is a microcosm of a global problem at the moment that we face, that there is massive inequality in access to this vital vaccine, as there is in healthcare and other issues. And those settlers are part of an apartheid regime in other ways. They travel on better roads than the Palestinians. They have more space. They have better access to essential resources, better well-funded public services, better paid jobs. Palestinians, meanwhile, are subjected to everyday humiliations from Israeli forces, from long queues at checkpoints, to soldiers defending the violent settlers' attacks on the Palestinians, to the separation wall. Gaza, it's even worse, an open-air prison under siege by land, air and sea. And even inside Israel, Palestinians are treated as second-class citizens, subject to over 50 discriminatory laws. So the struggle for Palestine encompasses all of those groups. It also encompasses the refugees outside of historic Palestine who deserve their fundamental right of return. They deserve the right to be able to reclaim their homes and their land. So I'll just finish by making an appeal to everyone to please support what we do in the Palestine Solidarity Campaign. I urge you to join PSC. Please donate to PSC. If you're in a trade union, can you encourage your union branch to affiliate? We have 14 national trade unions as affiliates, plus scores of local branches. Please add yours to that list. And above all, support the boycott, divestment and sanction campaigns that we are engaged in. BDS today is the absolutely crucial thing for us building a global solidarity movement that can match the kind of impact that the anti-apartheid movement made 30 years or more ago. Let's sustain that tradition of internationalism. Let's make a real impact in support of the Palestinians. And let's redouble our efforts over the next year to support Palestine. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alex. That's very pertinent, very much to the point. And it's a tragedy, of course, that this is a situation that's been going on for so many years. And you can only imagine how difficult it is for Palestinian people living there to deal with it. And I can't really improve on the words that you expressed there, so I think I'd better not say anything more. But anyway, that's so important. Thank you very much. So we'll move